Hello again. Welcome back to Vox Pop, WAMC's live afternoon call-in talk show. I'm your host, Ray Graff. We talk travel today, and whether you're a seasoned traveler or you're venturing out for the first time, there's a bit of planning that has to happen before you leave home. We happen to have a travel expert in the studio with us. Unbelievable timing. Kim Swidler is a seasoned traveler and author. She writes the Times Union blog Travel Gal and has published several books on the topic of travel. She travels the world and region often, with the aim of finding the best deals, food, and experiences and sharing them with her readers. So if you're planning a trip, or even if you're not, from day trips around the region to overseas adventures, you can ask your questions now. The number to call, 1-800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. You can also comment on our website, wamc.org/voxpop. Check in on Facebook at WAMC Radio. Tweet us at WAMC Radio with the hashtag VoxPop, or email voxpop@wamc.org. But by all means, give us a call if you want. It's a call-in show, after all. 1-800-348-2551. Kim Swidler, it's been about 4 or 5 months, huh?
Yeah, thanks so much for inviting me back again.
So where have you been in all this time?
I've been to San Antonio. I had a great time. But before I start, I want to give a shout out to my best travel companions, my wonderful family, including my son, Alex.
Yeah, he's a little miffed. I got to be honest with you. We mentioned him last time. And, you know, I think the topic was that some kids, in my experience, not very good travelers, but yours is a good traveler.
He's a great traveler. I enjoy traveling with him. I enjoy traveling with him a lot, and especially at the Culinary Institute. We had a great time at the parent-teen program that they have there. He did gourmet meals in minutes twice. He makes a great tiramisu and lamb, and
nice.
He did a great job. But I had just come back from San Antonio. I had a great time. The weather was not good. I didn't luck out with regard to that. But you know what the great thing about San Antonio is that especially in the downtown area, there are so many interesting things to do right around their Riverwalk. And beyond that, they have a great culinary institute as well, and their restaurant, Neo, which involves Latin American foods, and had a great time. Wonderful.
Terrific. Well, and so San Antonio was recently. Any place between November, when you were last here, and San Antonio that you went?
New York City. That's my favorite destination.
Okay. Yeah.
And a bunch of other places, too. California, San Francisco.
Okay, and I'm sure that's amply described on the blog.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Very.
Let's go and right to the phones. The phone lines are lighting up here at 1-800-348-2551. Let's go to Dennis in West Shokan. You're up, Dennis.
Hi, Dennis.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Very well. Hi.
I'm calling because my son is graduating from college in May, and I wanted to treat him to a trip, and he seems to want to go to some place with a nice beach and like the Caribbean or something like that, but he's only 24. He wants to go with his girlfriend, and he can't really rent a car. I think you have to be 25 to rent a car. So I was just curious if you had any recommendations for maybe a place he could go where it would be convenient for him to land someplace and get maybe a package deal at a hotel with a beach or something. That would be someplace safe.
Sensible question. Okay.
You know, I loved Key West. And Key West is relatively close, and everything is within walking distance. It reminds me of New Orleans. It has a nice beach. It has a lot of interesting things. I'm not sure exactly what kind of things he enjoys doing, but if he likes adventure, I remember getting on a jet ski and going from the Gulf of Mexico to the Atlantic Ocean and seeing a lot of great, interesting things. I would recommend Key West.
That's a great spot.
Yeah.
So is there a... Do you recommend like a Groupon thing or a package deal, or what's a good way to get package deals now if that's a possibility?
My favorite place to go is, and this is personal, is TravelZoo. I would recommend TravelZoo.com has a lot of interesting deals. Groupon may have something, but TravelZoo is like a conduit. It culls at least a thousand different deals each week, and it gives you what they consider to be the top 20. I personally would recommend going to TravelZoo.com and taking a look. They're a conduit. You don't go to them like Expedia or TravelZoo. They tell you the deals, and they say, now, here, go there. So I would recommend going there.
Well, Dennis, thanks a lot for the call. 1-800-348-2551. Key West is tremendous. My wife and I went for a day or two on our honeymoon. We just decided, we were in Palm Beach, and we decided, well, it's a short drive. We'll drive from Palm Beach to Key West. Not a short drive. In fact, when you hit the Keys,
yes,
it's another 3 hours to get to Key West.
But the beauty of Key West is that you can land there. And once you're there, everything is pretty much within walking distance.
And I'll tell you, those are the only couple of days of the honeymoon I don't really remember. It's quite a party spot. Let's go to Layla in Mount Tremper. Layla, you're on.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I have a question about travel to Israel. If there's any recommendations you would make about to avoid any kind of undue questioning or hassle at the airport when you're coming in.
I unfortunately don't know anything with regard to that. The only thing that I would recommend, though, is make sure that you have X amount of months on your passport. I just learned the hard way. My passport expires in about 5 months, and I didn't realize that some countries actually require that you have at least 6 months to go on your expiration. So I actually, yesterday, I'm going to Ireland in May. I rushed and had something expedited. I didn't want to take a chance. Some airlines won't even let you get on unless you have that 6 months. I don't know. Maybe they're afraid. Maybe the particular country is afraid that you're going to get stuck there. But
is this a post 9/11 change, or has it been like this?
I think it's recent.
Yeah.
Because I even noticed, I looked it up on the U.S. passport or website, and
yeah,
I saw that they specifically say that.
Very
that they want you to have 6 months. So but that's a very interesting thing. I think I'm going to write about that, research that, and write about it in my blog.
I think part of my question would be, I appreciate your comment. Part of my question would be if you are refused entry or whether it just raises a flag and you get questioned, and I guess that depends on the country.
Yes.
Okay. Layla, thanks a lot for the call. Number to call here on Vox Pop is 1-800-348-2551. We're joined today by travel expert Kim Swidler, who writes the Times Union blog Travel Gal. Let's go over to Becky in Belmont, New York. Becky, you're on.
Hi. I'm traveling to Costa Rica this summer, and I was wondering if, as a volunteer through a travel agency, and I was wondering if I would need a anti-malarial vaccine, like if that would be necessary.
I don't believe you do, but I was in Costa Rica a few years ago, and I did not at that time. But to be honest, I would recommend that you talk to your doctor about that, because I would hesitate to provide you with misinformation. Something may have changed from when I actually went. So unfortunately, my recommendation is that you contact your doctor. To my knowledge, no.
Is there a centralized spot where you can find medical information like that when you want to travel, on the web?
There may be, but I think that my recommendation is to speak to your doctor about
okay.
it.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thanks, Becky. Number to call is 1-800-348-2551. We go to Ann in Glenmont. How's Glenmont, Ann?
Glenmont is great. It's nice and sunny today.
Yeah, a little chilly, so, though.
It's okay. It's getting better.
Good. Well, you're on the air.
Okay, great. I'm just calling. I have a question regarding the top three choices for full-service inns and or lodges within a two-hour driving time frame from Albany area to spend like a long weekend.
Well,
and
I'm sorry.
No, just like not necessarily ultra luxury, but very nice, I would say.
I can give you one recommendation that I know of. I love. It's called Erla West, and it's near Lake George. Have you heard of that one?
I have not.
Yeah, that is terrific. It is full service. It's beautiful. It was previously owned by the individual who owned Great Escape. Very gorgeous.
Okay.
It's and they have weekend specials. So
excellent.
That's my all-time favorite. When you say full service, I just want to make sure that I understand. You mean that it provides a room and it provides food as well? Is that what you mean by full service?
Yes, in-house restaurant,
yeah.
Maybe indoor pool, spa, something like that.
This one does not have a pool, but it does have each room is so beautifully decorated, and the view is so gorgeous because it is right on Lake George, and
okay.
The food is fabulous.
Okay, that's
all right.
Number
yeah.
one.
Okay,
that's my favorite. I can't. As far as other two, I'm not sure, but I can research that. But my favorite again is Erla West.
Okay, well I haven't been there, and I will definitely try it out. Thanks for your recommendation.
Thanks,
Ann. One of my relatives said that the lodge at Turning Stone is quite something too.
Very nice.
I have not been, but here that's within a couple of hours of Albany. Number to call here is 1-800-348-2551. And let's go to Russ in Waterford. Russ, you're on.
Oh, thank you. I actually have three kids. My two daughters are 20 and 19, and I have a 15-year-old son, and we want to do one last big vacation before it gets too crazy, and we're thinking of Cancun. And I wondered if you had been there and if you had any thoughts as to whether the kids will enjoy themselves there.
I have not been there before, but I have heard wonderful things about it, and I don't think that they will get bored. I think there's a lot of interesting things to do, and I think they're going to have a lot of fun.
Okay. I mean, you know, you can understand my concern.
Yeah.
We're staying in an all-inclusive, and it certainly looks great to me.
Right.
You know, all the water sports and stuff, and everything seems to be within walking distance. But I'd hate to think I got them all the way there, and they spent more time on their phone than they did the beach. That's all.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be wise. The weather and the beach and everything else. And I obviously can't speak for your children, but I think it sounds like a wonderful idea.
Yeah, okay. My wife will feel better about that, too. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thanks a lot. You know, my advice is make the kids leave the devices at home.
Right. That's a good idea.
When summer vacation time, I say, well, pack them away. You might get them for an hour a week, but we're not going to spend our times looking at screens when we're at the beach.
Right.
All right, let's take a break here. We're with Kim Swidler. We talk travel today. 1-800-348-2551 is the number. We'll be back.
Comes from the Lake George Land Conservancy, Bolton Landing, New York, presenting the Round the Lake Challenge, providing 30 missions to explore Lake George, lglc.org. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company, offering personal and business insurance products in New Jersey, New York, Massachusetts, and New Hampshire through an independent agent network, preferredmutual.com. And the Linda, WAMC's Performing Arts Studio, presenting Foghorn String Band with Jim Gaudet and the Railroad Boys, Friday, March 27th at 8 p.m., thelinda.org.
Welcome back to Vox Pop on WAMC. We talk travel today. Kim Swidler is here from the Times Union blog Travel Gal. Your calls are welcome at 1-800-348-2551. Let's go to Jack in Olive Bridge. Jack.
Hi, Jack.
Hello. I travel regularly to Brazil, and Brazil is one of those countries that requires the 6 months time left on your passport.
Oh.
But several friends and I go regularly, and one of them just ended up making a big mistake that you might put in your blog, too. The Brazilian visas are multi-use ones, and even though she had to get a new passport, the old visa was still good. She just spent $160 to get a new one, even though the old one had 5 years left on it. So what you have to do is carry your old passport with you, but the visa's still good.
Oh, that's good to know. Thank you.
Okie doke.
Thanks a lot for the call.
Oh, and by the way, what I'm happy about, too, is that JetBlue is coming in to our area.
I heard that.
Yeah, and I think that one thing that's really great is that supposedly there'll be direct flights from Albany International to Orlando and Fort Lauderdale.
Well, that's nice.
And they have direct flights from, like, say, New York to Curacao. So,
oh, beautiful.
That's great.
Yeah, that is great. And by the way, we had somebody who called in, and I think the sheet fell down, but somebody who called in about the vaccines, and somebody wondered whether they had to have anti-malarial before going to Costa Rica.
Right. Yes.
And somebody said, well, go to the CDC website, and that's
very
a good spot to find. So
very good.
That's
thank
nice.
You, whoever called in. Thank you.
Victoria called in. Liz in Troy, you're on. Liz.
Hi. I was was calling to see if you had a recommendation on beaches in the Northeast that aren't packed in the summertime, specifically ocean, Atlantic Ocean frontage. We can't find a beach that's not packed anymore within, you know, driving distance of the capital region.
What do you consider driving distance?
I guess New England or maybe like Jersey, like
4, 5, 6 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that.
I know one, but I can't tell you because then it'll be packed.
Tell us.
York Beach, Maine. There's a nice strip there. You know, it's kind of a rocky beach, but when the tide goes out a little bit, you got sand, and it's part of the long sands gets crowded. The other part is pretty wide open. It's nice.
Oh, great! So you could kind of have your own little encampment there, and.
Well,
not be, you know,
within reason.
Begin.
It's not Jones Beach crowded. Let's put it that way.
Okay. Well, yeah.
That's a very good idea.
Beach in Maine. Okay.
No, sorry, I mentioned it.
That's a great idea because you're right. When summer comes and we finally get that great weather, I think that so many of our beaches are going to be crowded.
But, I mean, part of the problem is the water. You have to get used to that Maine ocean. It's very chilly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, good luck, Liz.
Okay. Thanks for the recommendation.
Yep. See you later. You know, sometimes you get the currents and it's actually warm, but the first time I ever put my toe in the water there, I jumped about 50 feet. Some days it's better than others. Number to call here is 1-800-348-2551, 1-800-348-2551. We're joined today by Times Union blogger and travel expert Kim Swidler. The Travel Gal, a Gal blog is accessible just by going to the Times Union blogs, right?
Yes, Travel Gal, timesunion.com/Travel Gal. So you want to go into like savings, things like that, how people can save money on their vacations?
Well, absolutely. Like I mean, it gets more and more expensive to travel. And so you're probably pretty good at finding a deal.
I try.
Yeah.
Well, one thing, especially for 50 plus people, are the ARP. If they're members of ARP, there are a lot of discounts there. I mentioned TravelZoo.com beforehand for deals. There are Groupons that you could get for travel. They provide vouchers. And the usual Expedia and so on.
Is it wise, if you really want to save, is it wise to sort of wait to the end and then look for cancellations and go to one of those sites and try to get a deal, a really good deal, or...
I have usually found I feel more comfortable going as soon as possible, especially with something like, and I don't mean to keep repeating one place, but that's what I usually deal with. If you see something with TravelZoo, the deals are so good, you really just want to get it immediately because they get sold out.
Yeah.
So people do it both, get it both ways.
All right, let's go over to Patricia in Stockbridge. Hi, Patricia, you're on.
Hello, Patricia.
Oh, let's hit the button, Ray, you dope. Hi, Patricia, you're on.
Hi. I have a question about cell phone usage in the United Kingdom and, Great Britain and Scandinavia. I assume our American cell phones won't work over there. And is there a way to rent a cell phone when you get there, or how does that work?
Well, our cell phones do work abroad. It's just that, say, for instance, if you have AT&T, you can use your cell phone. But then you can use your cell phone, but then what happens is you have to call your provider and get a special European plan. So, yes, your cell phone will work.
Well, I don't have one of those. I've got a track phone.
Okay.
So
the track phones won't work, eh? Oh, that's interesting. I didn't know that.
I don't know. I'm assuming that they won't.
I bet you go to the track phone website, and they will be able to tell you that fairly quickly, because I'm sure, Patricia, you're not the only one who has asked that question.
Yeah, and are there places where you can get rentals or whatever over there?
I don't know.
I'm not sure. I honestly am not sure, but that's a great question, and I think I'm going to do some research on that. And
so renting a cell phone.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No.
That's fascinating. Thanks, Patricia.
Thank you.
Sorry we couldn't be more
help.
Let's go to Robert in Hyde Park. Robert.
Hi there. I was listening, and the gal who just called in about non-crowded beaches.
Yeah.
I have a suggestion.
Oh, go. Terrific. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem. It's the largest beach in Connecticut. It's in southern Connecticut on the ocean. And I seem to recall it being Hamanaset State Park.
Oh, really?
but she'd have to check it. But if she goes to state parks in Connecticut and looks at the southern shore, I'm sure they ring the bell pretty loud for it being the largest. And I've been there in the summertime and it hasn't been crowded.
Wow, plenty of room to put out your blankets, eh?
It's huge.
Oh, that's great.
Oh, that's terrific.
Unbelievable. It's like Jones Beach on steroids.
Wow.
Wow.
Without the people.
Without, and that's the key, because I remember going as a kid, my parents would take me to Jones Beach, and even back in the 70s, it was so crowded. But the sandy beaches are pretty cool, and it was a good memory. Here's one from email, Kim. This is from Ramon in Montgomery. I currently am a referee at a new international sport and find myself flying all over Europe and USA. What is the best card to buy airline tickets on for air mile rewards?
Okay. It depends on how much you want to pay for a particular card. I personally like the United credit card that I purchased. It's like mileage plus.
Yeah.
You get promotions of 50,000 miles. You get your bags for free. You get premier access.
Uh-huh.
But what I like most of all, to be honest, is I travel by train a lot from here to New York City. You have automatic access to the United Club car. And what a lot of people don't know is in Penn Station, they have a United Club car right there.
Nice. And
yeah.
What's in the United Club car?
It's instead of sitting on the hard benches in the train station, you have a beautiful leather seats, flat screen TV.
Cocktail, maybe?
Yeah.
Oh, nice. Okay, well, that sounds worth it.
So I recommend, I like that particular, in particular.
Let's go to Jim in Waterford. Jim, you're on.
Hi, Ray. I have a recommendation for the gentleman who was looking for some place for his son and girlfriend to go. And that's Puerto Vallarta in Mexico.
Oh, great.
No transportation needed. They have buses run. It's a small city, but it has absolutely beautiful beaches. It's on the Sea of Cortez. The average temperature is 83 to 85 degrees.
Nice.
And I would look for an all-inclusive deal, which will include breakfast and dinner, at some place like the Hyatt, the Marriott, or the Mia Turquesa. That's Turquesa.
All right. So sounds like you're speaking from experience, Jim.
I've been there many times, many times. It's an absolutely wonderful, small city, has magnificent cultural venues and wonderful restaurants, and I just can't say enough about it. It's really wonderful. Puerto Vallarta.
All right.
Great. Thank you so much.
Terrific, Jim. Thank you for the call. We're joined today by Kim Swidler. We talk travel on Vox Pop today. Number to call is 1-800-348-2551. Let's go to Raphael in Vales Gate. You're on.
Yeah, I just have a suggestion for the young lady with the question about the track phone over in Europe. If she has a GSM phone and it uses a SIM card, you could probably just go online and purchase a SIM card from a carrier over there, kind of like the pay-as-you-go plans here, and then you put it in there, and now you're using your phone on their network. Usually AT&T, T-Mobile uses the GSM networks, and you just got to make sure. Usually you'll have at least a couple bands that are common between here and there.
Makes sense.
Yeah, great. Thank you so much.
All right, have a great day.
Thank you.
Number to call, 1-800-348-2551. 1-800-348-2551. Yeah, a lot of the phones are dual band or tri-band, and so I would assume if you can afford the minutes,
right,
it should work.
Yes. Just going back to savings, a bunch of other places means of savings on a vacation, AAA you can get, and I recommend highly to ask. A lot of times they don't readily volunteer, but if you mention you have a AAA, you can get 10% off on many attractions. Another thing as well is, and I love this, memberships in certain museums. For instance, the Albany Institute of History and Art.
Sure.
a treasure in Albany, one of the oldest museums in the country. If you get a membership, a supporting membership, which is about, I believe, $120, you're part of the NARM, National Art Reciprocal Membership.
Oh, that's pretty
good.
That
gives you a reciprocal membership to over 600 museums in the country. It has saved me so much money. It's terrific.
Oh, that's brilliant.
I've gotten into at least four museums in San Francisco, three in New York City. The Clark Museum is free. The Norman Rockwell Museum is free. You know, just show your card.
Well, that's great yeah. advice. Let's go to Ronnie in Glenville. Ronnie, you're on.
Hi, Ronnie.
Hi. I just wanted to respond to the lady who was calling about cell phones. I went to Bermuda recently, and right where you get off the plane, there were signs that said, your cell phones will not work. Rent phones here. So many people did, but we decided, oh, we're going to rough it and we won't use the cell phone.
Good for you.
Well, yeah, except the day that I was going to fly home, I plugged my cell phone in to charge it. Didn't turn it on, just plugged it in. I landed in America and had about 100 texts come in from a major cell phone carrier. And the amount of fees that they were charging me because they, when you plug your phone in, I guess that's like activating it and using it in a foreign country.
Where were you?
I'm sorry.
I was in Bermuda.
Did you turn off your data roaming?
I did. Everything was off on my phone. And I just figured, okay, the phone's been off for a week, so I'm going to assume it might need to be charged a little. So I stuck the charger in, stuck it into the wall, and that was it. We didn't turn them on. And I didn't work it out with the carrier because I was a little hysterical at the charges on three phones.
Sure.
So you always look into, you know, these major carriers. I guess they do have specials they'll give you.
Right.
But if you go overseas, this is what the person told me, don't even charge your phone in that country because you will immediately start getting charged for using a phone in that country.
Wow.
That's so interesting because I have AT&T. I didn't have that problem. Sorry you
That's
did.
Exactly
did you go to Bermuda?
I have.
Really? Because
it
they,
is.
They could, because I've been overseas many, many times, and what they tell me to do is turn off the data roaming. And I haven't had that problem, so I'm so sorry for you.
I have no clue why it happened. I was horrified. It was hundreds of dollars for three phones, and I was like, no. We didn't use them.
So once that happened, were you able to go back and maybe get the promotion? Because sometimes you can get a retroactive as well.
They did. They
okay.
did. They,
all
they
right.
acted as if I had an international
okay.
plan.
Okay, good.
And all I had to pay was $20 per phone, which,
wonderful.
You know, I didn't even want to pay that. But,
right.
you know, you have to kind of deal a little.
Yes.
But that kind of taught me if I travel again, I'm leaving my phone home.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. It is not getting on a plane to go overseas.
Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you for letting us learn by your bad experience.
Yeah.
We appreciate it.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
Have a good one.
Thanks for the show. Bye-bye.
Bye now. Here's one that came in from Juliana via email. International cell phone can be rented from AAA domestically.
Very good.
See, the things that you learn on this program. And
thank you very much.
All right, here's another email. Hot off the presses. Now remember, we're looping back here, Kim. This is someone who gives us the CDC website.
Yes.
It's www.nc.cdc.gov/travel/destinations/list.
Wonderful.
So therefore, you will find out what you need as far as getting your shots.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Here's one that comes in via email from Lucy. I want to go to Miami in July. I looked at fares twice this week, and they went up about $12. Will the fares fluctuate or continue to go up? If they fluctuate, when would be the best time to buy? That's from Lucy.
I don't know if Lucy is talking about time of year or time of week.
Well, she wants to go to Miami in July.
Okay. I've always been told Tuesdays, whether that's true or not, are the, for whatever reason, is the best time to find a deal.
So you mean arriving on a Tuesday or looking on a Tuesday?
Looking on a Tuesday.
Really?
Looking on a Tuesday, yes.
Why?
And I honestly, I don't know what the reason was for that, but I've been told that Tuesdays are good times. Maybe that's when the airlines are offering, you know, they're taking a look to see how many seats they have in the airplane. I'm not sure, but...
Well, you've been told this, but have you seen this in practice?
I have seen it times as well. Now, in terms of fluctuation, yeah, unfortunately, the flights do fluctuate, supply and demand. If something is filled up, it's probably the seats are going to become more expensive.
So... We have seen a period now between the last time you were on and this time where the gas prices went down.
Yeah. Isn't that sad, though? I'm just anticipating what you're going to say.
All right. Well, go ahead. Let's see if you're right. No, let's go ahead.
I didn't mean to interrupt you.
I'll send you some mental... what do you think I was
going to
say?
Well, I was hoping you were going to ask me, does that mean, because the oil has gone down, if that means the airfares
are
going down as
well? They don't seem to have gone down.
No.
Why?
No. I've been reading a lot about that, and what I've been hearing is that instead of them going down... they've been going up because of supply and demand, and also the money that the airlines have been saving, they have been actually using for amenities for first class and business, which I think is sad.
Well, it's not sad if you're in first class or business.
Right. Yes.
So do you ever travel first class?
The only times that I have ever done that is through miles, and that's getting harder and harder.
Is it great? I don't think I've ever been in a first class on a plane ever.
It depends on the airline.
Do they massage your feet and whatnot?
No, unfortunately.
No?
Well, not the ones I've been on.
Okay.
But let me tell you what I have done. What I like to do, to be honest, a lot of people have problems with the airlines. The biggest problem with me are the connections, especially when you're coming out of Albany International.
Yeah.
There aren't a lot of direct flights. Whenever I start driving, I feel towards the airport, I feel this almost little gut-wrenching feeling of, am I going to make it? Am I really going to make that connection, no matter what you do? And I have my own little way of doing things. Like, for instance, even though it's a pain in the neck, I like to get the earliest flight possible because 9 times out of 10, the airplane is actually waiting for you in the Albany International Airport as opposed to coming from someplace else.
Ah.
I also like to put myself as close as possible to the front because my biggest pet peeve, I'm sorry, is no matter how many hours I leave for the connection, no matter how much I try to anticipate, something always happens. Either we're just about to take off and they decide to de-ice the wings or whatever.
All right, you're obviously about to launch into an epic rant.
Okay.
We'll take a break. Now, I want you to just relax.
All right.
And then we'll come back and we'll talk about this in a civilized,
all right, you
calm
got it.
Tone. Kim Swidler is our guest. We'll be back on Vox Pop.
Comes from Stories Nursery Freehold, announcing Palm Sunday Flower Show March 29th, 9 to 4, featuring Easter flowers and plants Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. A gardener's destination, storiesnursery.com. Flurry Lumber, Route 10 East Hampton, Massachusetts, providing information and advice for sprucing up current or adding new decks. From exotic hardwoods to composite decking, offering delivery, flurrylumber.com. And TSL Time and Space Limited in Hudson, New York, screening Girlhood, The Marx Brothers Night at the Opera, Human Capital, Timbuktu, Children of Paradise, Awake, The Life of Yogananda, and broadcasting the Met Opera's La Donna del Lago, timeandspace.org.
It's Vox Pop on WAMC. It's travel. Kim Swidler is here, the travel gal from the Times Union, and boy, it's an interesting program, and I stopped her because she was about to go on a huge rant about her hugest pet peeve of traveling. And go ahead.
Well, it's only traveling on planes, especially with connections. I like to put myself as close as possible to the front. I mean, not first class, but as close as possible for connections because I can't tell you how many times I've gotten up, I'm all set to go, and somebody ahead of me will slowly get up, turn around, and say, "How you doing, Joe? I didn't even realize you were there. Oh, yeah, there's my luggage." And you have so many people behind this person or persons who either, A, have to go to meet their connection, or quite frankly, have to get to the restroom.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah.
They've been waiting forever, you know, during landing. So you're
an impatient flyer, and you don't like people. Is that what we're getting from this?
No. I'm just saying that if you don't have a connection to make, maybe perhaps wait. Let other people go by you. Or if not, just get up, grab your stuff, and go. Because a lot of people unfortunately have connections to make.
So if you ever are in a situation where your connection is very close in time, do you ever just push somebody out of the way and say, look, enough of the jive, mister. I have a connection to make.
I never push. I never do that.
No.
But I have occasionally said, excuse me, I'm sorry, I've got a connection to make. Something like that.
And I bet they give you a dirty look.
No,
really?
They get embarrassed and they move out of the way.
Well,
yeah.
Oh.
I've been lucky so far.
Good for you. That Dale Carnegie training really coming in
handy.
Let's go to Roger in Gloversville. Roger, you're on.
Yeah, I want to share an experience I recently had flying first class.
All right.
Yeah.
I went from Denpasar, which is Bali, to Bangkok. Now, it was only in business class, but I was going on to a connecting first class flight internationally. Thai Air met me with a little cart at the gate where I got off the plane, drove me in the cart to the first class lounge, and on the way to the first class lounge, the driver turned to me and said, and so-and-so, how would you like your massage, with or without oil?
Wow.
Ah,
okay. How long ago was this?
They had their own spa in the lounge.
Well, I'll be darned.
Wow. That's amazing.
Yeah,
what airline was that?
Thai Air.
Wow.
And on the flight, I had rack of lamb for dinner.
Wow.
Wow.
And it was delicious. I mean, it was one of the best prepared rack of lambs ever.
You sure this wasn't a dream, Roger?
It could have been. It cost me 10,000 extra miles to fly first class going home.
Wow.
I think it was worth it.
A suggestion for travelers in general. If you're going to have more than a 3 or 4 hour connection,
yes,
pay the extra money and go into the club of whatever airline you're flying.
That's a very good idea. What are they? They
worth every penny.
They usually cost like $75, right?
I found about $50, $60, something like that. Depends on the airline. And it's so much more relaxing, and they give you free food in there. Some airlines, the lounge, you can literally have a dinner in there.
Oh.
You're right. You're absolutely right. That's
fantastic.
A great idea.
Roger, thanks a lot for the call.
Thank you.
Lee in Ulster. Lee, you're on.
Oh, boy, is this going to sound like a pedestrian question after the last one.
Go ahead.
25 years ago, I used to be able to get on a plane in Newburgh, fly direct to D.C., get on a plane in Albany, fly direct to Orlando. I never go anywhere now that I don't sit in Philadelphia for 3 or 4 hours. Is this the direction that the airline industry is going, where everything goes through a hub, there's no direct flights anywhere? I have spent my life sitting in airports. I see it as a reflection on the Mid-Hudson that we are losing all of that ability to go anywhere from here without sitting somewhere else for half a day.
I've seen a lot of airlines at the Albany International. It's very interesting because it's interesting that you mentioned that, because I am going to be writing a blog about that. I'm curious myself. As I just mentioned a few moments ago, connections are very, very stressful. But I know, for instance, Southwest has a few direct flights from Albany International. They will go from Albany to, I believe, Las Vegas. They'll go to Orlando. They'll go to Fort Lauderdale. I don't believe that any of the flights, any of the airlines that we have will go to California. In the old days, remember American Airlines was here and we had American Eagle?
You and I could spend the rest of the show on the phone.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll just take a nap. Go ahead, Lee.
But that would take us.
It's just one of those things. I don't fly a lot, but it's nice to have it be at least reasonably convenient.
Right. I agree.
And over time, it has become incredibly less convenient. And I'm told, I'm told as one of those statements, that all our airports here have, because there's just not enough volume, have become B or B-plus class airports. They no longer are scheduling direct flights out of these airports. They changed when Orlando became the A airport in Florida. Jacksonville became the B airport, and I can no longer fly direct to Jacksonville. I now have to go through Philadelphia to get there.
Well, a couple of things. For instance, Air Canada will fly directly to Toronto for 1 hour. Not cheap. from Albany International. I know we just mentioned a little bit ago that JetBlue is coming in, and they're going to have direct flights, I was told, from to Orlando and to Fort Lauderdale.
I remember JetBlue.
So, hopefully.
So I say to you, travel person, is there a way for us to, you know, increase the attitude of importance about our local airports so that we get more direct flights to more places?
Oh, interesting.
Is there a way to motivate, you know, the airlines to change the classification on the airport?
Money.
Well, money. I think that's it. I think you're right, Ray.
Well, for once, I'm right. Lee, thanks a lot for the call.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
We're joined today by Kim Swidler of the Times Union Travel Gal blog, and your calls are welcome at 1-800-348-2551. Let's go to either Susie or Suzzy in Worthington. Suzzy?
Susie.
Oh, it's Susie.
Susie.
With two Z's. Well done.
That's okay. I'm really glad you brought up the issue of connections. I also have had horrific and somewhat humorous in retrospect experiences, but I won't go into them.
We have time.
I liked your idea of the front seat, and I just wanted to share that I got there early to the airport and went to the desk of the airlines and told them my dilemma of not having enough time between my flight and the next flight, and they actually changed my seat on their recommendation to a front seat.
Did you get bulkhead? I don't mean to interrupt you, but did they give you what is termed as bulkhead seats?
What is bulkhead?
No, they didn't give me a bulkhead, but they gave me very much closer to the front than I was.
Bulkhead seats are gold. Bulkhead seats are the very front seat that you can get, say, for economy.
Yeah.
And you almost, I hate to misrepresent this, I hate to over, to exaggerate, but every time that I've been on a bulkhead, had a bulkhead seat, the leg room is better than business.
Oh, I'll be darned.
I absolutely agree with you. I had a baby in front of me on a bulkhead. I mean, my own baby.
Okay.
And then the other thing I wanted to share is that there were several of us on a flight who... The plane was delayed, and we were all nervous about getting our connection. And we all told the hostess on the flight. She actually made an announcement and asked the people who did not have a connecting flight to sit in their seats.
That was very nice.
So it's worth asking.
Yes.
And then the very last thing I want to say, and then
this is great.
Is that, again, with sad and somewhat humorous experience, I discovered, which I'm sure you know, that there's a legal limit, a minimal amount of time between international flights of an hour and 45 minutes.
Yes.
And so that is not enough time.
Not enough. No.
And so I was told, check with the airline, you know, make sure you have enough time. The airline, of course, told me it's plenty of time. It was not. And so people should argue.
Okay.
No, you're absolutely right. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Susie, that was a great call. Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye now. 1-800-348-2551. As we talk travel on a day where it feels, well, it doesn't feel like spring is almost here.
Not yet.
I could go for some warmer weather. Yes. Maybe a little jaunt down to Bermuda. New Milford, Connecticut. Janie.
Janie.
Okay. We're getting everything with two extra consonants.
It's
now you're Janie, so go ahead.
Doing well. Couple of things. The guy called in about the wonderful beach in Connecticut, Hemmonasset, which is a gorgeous beach, and it's a big one, but it's not on the ocean. It's situated on Long Island Sound in Fairfield County. So anybody that's looking for a surfing experience, it's not for them.
This is a good point that you brought up.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
The key detail,
Yeah. The other thing I popped into my mind, even in a, it could be a several-day trip, or you could do anything you want with it. There's a wonderful organization in Massachusetts called the Trustees of the Reservation. And its basic goal is to preserve special places in Massachusetts. I don't know if they're if they have any public funding at all, or whether they're just, you know, a private sort of, you know, nonprofit. But they have 112 properties in the state of Mass.
from the Berkshires to the Cape, and even, you know, out on the islands, historic houses. There are nature preserves. They own beautiful farmland.
That's great. Thank you.
Yeah, and I have a website for those guys.
Okay.
And that is www.thetrustees, and that's plural.
Yeah.
.org.
Okay.
Great.
And you can find out all kinds of information. You can join, but anybody can go. You have to pay a fee to get into some of the properties.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So those are my thoughts for today, guys.
Well, thanks.
Thank you.
Janie. Appreciate the call. Thank you for calling.
One thing I want to mention, too, is that around the area also, if you're not traveling as much, the Hudson Valley Restaurant Week is still happening until March 22nd.
It's actually much longer than a week, isn't it?
Yeah.
A week and a half?
Yeah. And there are other things going on, like Discover Hudson Valley Ride on June 28th. There are a lot of things going around our whole area. Like, I'm looking forward to, for instance, going back to the FDR Library.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
How far do you have to go before you to consider it traveling? If I go up to Colony Center, that's not really traveling.
I think anything could be traveling. Traveling is just enjoying yourself, getting experiences culturally. You have so much around this area, which is wonderful. You don't have to go that far. We're very, very fortunate.
You got that right, Kim Swidler. Let's go to Jack in Fort Ann. Jack.
Hey, how you doing? You guys got a great show. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you, Jack.
Hey, we're going to Riviera Maya on the 14th. We're staying at Grand Palladium Colonial Resort Spa, all-inclusive. I just wondered if you had any information on that.
Hey, Jack, would you mind taking this question off air? You got a terrible hum on your phone.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
All right. Go ahead, Kim.
I guess the question is about information about Mexico in April?
Yeah.
I know that obviously it's a very popular location, and I'm sure you'll have a great time. As to anything specific in April, I can't give you any further information than that. I hope you have a great time.
The weather is nice.
Yeah much better than here, probably.
Yeah, you'll have an enjoyable time. Let's go to Sue in Boston Spa. Sue, if that is your name, you're on.
yes. I just wanted to say my scenario that not to do. I took an early flight with a connection, and I was fine going down. Coming back, I went to check in, this is out of Albany. And coming from Norfolk, Virginia, I went to check in, and they took my boarding pass. Everything was fine as far as Baltimore. And they said, we can't check you through. And what I did was I decided I couldn't make a 45-minute connection on my way home. So I elected to stay in the airport 4 hours and 10 minutes. Huh. When you do that, they take your bag, and you have to find where it is and then recheck through the airline and go through security for the second time, and it was a nightmare. I mean, I found my bag finally, but in other words, they have this 4-hour-plus rule.
Oh, sorry about that.
And I don't know if it's all airlines or what, but I'll tell you, I was a nervous wreck by the time I got home, and it's just that be aware of this 4 hours and I think I was 4 hours and 10 minutes.
Yikes.
Oh.
That's
and
no
if
fun.
If I'd been 3 hours and 63 minutes or... No, that's not adding up right. But
no.
Anyway.
It's 4 hours and 3 minutes then.
Right.
I'm with you, Sue.
Thank you so much for letting us know.
Yeah, that's
okay.
Terrible. I appreciate
thank
the call.
You.
Let's go over to Charles in Lenox, Mass. Charles, you'd be the last one today, I think. We only have about a minute and a half left.
Okay. I have a question about flights within Europe. We're planning a trip to Eastern and Central Europe, and our plans call for a flight between from Budapest, Hungary, to Berlin, Germany. And in checking the costs, I found that an airline called EasyJet, the cost was so much lower than the national airlines but I became suspicious that it may not be a very good way to go. So I'm just wondering if you're allowed to comment on a specific airline.
Oh, boy. Well, that, we'll have to vet that in the legal department. Keep it
cheaper
vague,
airlines, or just maybe in general, the cheaper airlines that fly within Europe. Thank you very much.
All right, that's a great question, and we'll wrap it up with that. What do you think? So if it looks too good to be true, are you afraid that there will be only one wing on the plane, Kim?
There's definitely a possibility. I would check it out. I would try to research it and find out before, especially if you're, I've always felt that way, especially if I'm traveling with my kids.
Yeah.
I always try to research that. As you said, if it looks too cheap, it might be too cheap.
Okay.
But I have heard that airlines between European countries can be less money than going, say, from the U.S. to Europe.
Which would make sense.
Yes.
Well, Kim, awful lot of fun having you here. The blog, once again, is Travel Gal at Times Union website. Nice to have you back, and we'll have you again soon. Great thanks go out to our call screener, Mary Vetter. Well done.
Thank you so much.
Zach Malloy, your engineer. Our producer, Jessica Blaustein-Marshall. And once again, Kim Swidler, who joined us today. And thanks for calling. Support comes from Sheehy Opticians, Albany, New York, providing eyeglasses, contact lenses, and eye exams since 1953. Sheehy Opticians.com. Careers in Transition, LLC, Albany. Dr. Tom Denham, providing individual career guidance, testing, job strategies, interview preparation, resume, and cover letter writing. Careers in Transition, LLC.com. At New York Folklore Society, featuring Carol Lukovich, demonstrating her pine needle baskets as part of the Artist in the Gallery series at 129 J Street, Schenectady, March 29th, 11 to 2, nyfolklore.org. I'm Ray Graff. Thanks again for being with us today. Tomorrow, oh my gosh, the week has flown by. Tomorrow it's a Food Friday. Stay tuned now for a news update.